Veteran Health Plan phone lines and talk with State Representative Jim Townsend. He's out of Royal Oak near my neck of the woods of Mount Clemens. Representative, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Tony. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you for being here. I wanted to talk about your property tax exemption bill.
Yes. This is a bill that I introduced yesterday, and its purpose is just to simply correct a flaw in the current law. Right now, if you buy a home after May 1st, you're not able to take advantage of the state property tax exemption. It's an exemption against your income tax that you can take that helps you pay your property taxes. And unfortunately, if you buy a home after May 1st in any given year, you can't take advantage of it that year. You have to wait until the following year when you owe January property taxes, and then you can take the exemption off of your income taxes, you know, the next year. And we want to help homeowners or potential homeowners, you know, with their costs of owning a home. You know, this during these times, we understand the economy is very weak, and one of the challenges is the housing market. And this will just give people a little extra ability to afford a home, and hopefully that will help the real estate market, which is one of the key components of the economy. And you know, everybody tells us that real estate is one of the things that has to come back if we're going to restore vitality to the Michigan economy.
So if these monies are paid out or taxes are saved, if you will, after the May 1st, so if they're able to use that, the revenue we'd see, we just end up, you know, getting a lot later than we had anticipated. Will that hurt the state?
Well, it's likely to be more of a hit. If it's a small hit, that would occur more at the local level, because we're I should say, actually, it's a benefit to people at the local level in terms of being able to have houses be purchased and to strengthen the housing market locally. The hit to the state would be modest, because really we're just talking about prorating. You buy a house later in the year, say in September, you just get to collect a prorated portion of that exemption. And have that count against your taxes for that year, your income taxes. So the state would collect somewhat less in taxes, but we think that, you know, the increased number of home purchases that would occur as a result of this would probably offset that. We don't know exactly. We haven't had the House Fiscal Agency score this legislation, where they can go in and look at the fiscal impact of it. But we think that it's likely to be a very modest hit, if at all, to the state treasury, and it would be a nice way to help homeowners in a very difficult time.
When do you think this bill will hit committee?
Well, it certainly, I will be forwarding a letter to the chairman of the tax committee as soon as we are back in session again, which will be in September. And I serve on that committee, and I'll be speaking to him about it. And hopefully we can get some action before the end of the year.
All right. So I want to get your take on a couple of other items. Since we're fortunate enough to have you with us, first of all, there is now a cap on welfare to 4 years. Talk about that and what your feelings are about it.
Well, I'm somebody who believes that we needed to reform the welfare system, and that was something that was done at the federal level back in the mid-90s, and Michigan enacted legislation in the last 5 years to reform welfare. We did impose a time limit at that time, and what the legislation that was voted on yesterday would do is remove exemptions for people who are really playing by the rules and doing the very best they can to find a job, or people who have some challenges that prevent them from participating in the job market. So to me, when we've got one in every three children in Michigan is living in poverty, why on earth would we throw people off of welfare, especially people who are really doing their very best to comply with the rules? It just doesn't make any sense. It's not going to save us very much money. And frankly, I think there are other ways we can save money that don't hurt the people who are most vulnerable. You know, low-income children, why would we be going after them in a bad economy?
So how can we help low-income kids and folks who have physical limitations and other really needy folks while not enabling people whose families could have been on welfare for generations?
Well, I think that was the original thinking behind welfare reform, was to put a time limit on it so you don't get into the situation where people stay on welfare for a lifetime or even multiple generations. And I think that's the policy we have, and we had prior to yesterday's vote. So, to me, the vote yesterday was more about symbolism and trying to convince people that the state's fiscal challenges are really the result of, welfare cheats. When, the reality is that's not the case. Our problems have to do with a lack of jobs in this state. And my question is always, when are we going to start focusing on putting Michigan workers back to work? That's what we should be spending 100% of our time on that, not pretending that, tightening the screws on poor kids is going to get us out of our problems.
Well, talking about tightening the screws, state workers and teachers are now going to have to pay more because of legislation yesterday. Talk about the welfare caps, or excuse me, the health cap caps, health care caps.
Well, healthcare costs are definitely a huge problem in our state and our country. They're rising, much faster than other parts of the economy, and that's a big issue for us. The 80-20, the caps that are being imposed under this legislation, hit people who are, at the bottom of the pay scale much harder than they do people at the top of the pay scale, because it's a flat cap. It's either 20% or the dollar cap that the bill gives, cities and so on the ability to impose, cities and school districts. And, my concern about it was that if you're earning, $25,000 a year, you could be a police officer who's just getting started in your career and have a couple of kids, and all of a sudden your pay just got cut dramatically by this, because you're having to pay much more out of pocket for health care. That police officer is now hovering around the poverty line. So I think there was a better way to do this, which would have shifted some of the burden toward high-income public workers and made it less of a burden on lower-income workers. We talked about that and proposed ideas like that, but they were not considered. So, to me, we have to control health care costs, but we're really talking about a nationwide problem, shifting the burden on the lowest, so that people at the lowest part of the income scale, is just the wrong thing to do, and frankly, that's going to hurt the economy, because that's more money going out of the pockets of people who would otherwise be spending it in our economy, and I don't think that's the way to put us all back to work.
We've been talking with State Representative Jim Townsend from Royal Oak. Thanks so much,
Tony. It was a great pleasure to be with you, and thanks for the opportunity.